This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Raceway, Motor Inn Auto Group, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Pella Corporation, the City of Pella, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, and Pella Feed Service. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Great Western Bank, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, U.S. Bank in Pella, McCall Monument, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Don's Heating and Cooling, Melcher Dallas School District, the Book Vault of Oskaloosa, and West End Auto. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Marion County man served our country in both the Army and the Marines. In the fifth part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Nathan Sage. Nathan, when did you decide to join one of the branches of the service?
I think when I was a kid, my dad got me a Green Army Men bomber, C-130 bomber plane, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world. My dad was in the Air Force, and so it was just kind of always something I thought about doing. And then I think when I was 17, I hated school. All I did was athletics, and I wanted to do something more and see the world, and I decided to join the Marine Corps.
At 17.
Yes, I can tell you the date. September 22nd, 2002 is the day I signed up for the delayed entry program. I was 17.
Because you wanted to see the world, and what else?
I wanted to feel like, I guess when you're in athletics, you're on a team, you have that team mentality, that jock mentality, and it's kind of like something I grew up doing, and I wanted to continue doing that, and it was just like, I think it was more about I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I knew the military was a really good option for me, and then it was just about, well, how hard do I want to do it, and do I want to do something easier? Do you want to be in the Air Force? Do you want to do the Navy? What do I want to do? And that's when my dad was like, he talked to me and he's like, well, if you do, because he was in the Air Force, if you do the Air Force, you're going to be folding laundry the whole time. If you do the Navy, you're never going to be home. And then if you do, you can either do, so that leaves the Army or the Marine Corps. And in the Army, it's a little bit more laid back. Marine Corps is going to be extremely hard. And I was always, and I still am, up for a challenge, and I wanted to prove that I could do it, and I chose the Marine Corps. I wanted to be the best of the best.
And how quickly did you adapt?
To the boot camp or to the Marine Corps life?
Whatever. I mean, whatever direction you want to go with that.
Culture change. Culture shock was a big thing. 98 of us in a platoon in boot camp, and it was, I want to say, 10 to 15 white people. So speaking around Spanish people, I've never been, coming from Mason City, Iowa, I hadn't really been around Spanish-speaking people. I hadn't been around different ethnicities. And then it was just like thrown right in there, and you have to become a team. You depend on everybody you're with to get the mission done or get things done. And it was just a major shock to communicate with other people and to learn people. And then it became like, next thing you knew, weeks go by, and then months go by, and then you don't even realize that they're different, or not to say different, that they're not what you're used to. You become used to that, you're ingrained in that, and that's just another brother to you.
More in depth after this. The
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by DeHeisen Carpentry, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Marion County Auto Body, Carter Construction Services and Management, the Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill, Pella Historical Society and Blue Star Museums, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Dowie Pest Control, and American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agent. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Houston's on Main, Vanco Camper Rentals, Jim and Susan Hicks Family, JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Central College, Marion County Fair Association, the City of Pleasantville, and Dandy Farms.
I continued my conversation with Nathan Sage about his service in the Army and the Marines.
So race, ethnicity, wherever people come from doesn't matter in the
Everybody's
Marines.
Green. Military, all through the military, everybody's, that's what they tell you, everybody's green. And they tell you, they drill instructors will tell you, hate all of us equally. But yeah, everybody's green, that's the way it's viewed.
And you served overseas, tell us about that.
Served three times in Iraq, twice with the Marine Corps, one in the Army. 2004 was my first time, 2006, and then 2010. 2004, I was 19. I found out I was going to Iraq. I found out middle of August, they told me I had 10 days to go home and put all my stuff away, and then I went to, I was in Iraq September 6th, and we landed in Kuwait. It was 103 degrees out at 12:30 at night. They told us to unload the jet. They put us in these buses with like old buses with the Haji drivers, and told us not to look out the window, and just keep looking forward. And we're going to drive us to our base or whatever. And I just remember that. I still remember that moment, the smell of the sand, and I remember being terrified. I remember, like, extremely scared that I was going to be dead at 19 in Iraq. And then the next day, waking up and going, hey, you got to do gear watch, and sitting out there with my M16 on a pile of sea bags in, like, 110 degree heat, hating life. And then it was just from then on, we getting ready to go to Iraq. We had to wait 4 days to go to Iraq because the insurgents, they were mortaring our runway, because we're going to Altacottam, we had to wait 4 days for our flight to go so we could get there, finally get there. And then as soon as we get to Iraq, we're living in 65 man tents, big circus tents, and they're like, hey, the internet building, the phone building is all down there, you got to walk all the way down there and go call your family, tell them you're here. And I remember going down there the first day I was in Iraq, going all the way down to the internet building, waiting in line for what seemed forever, just to send out emails and tell everybody I was there. And then that's when the first time I had experienced a mortar attack. And it was, you could just hear them coming, hitting the runway, and slowly coming closer and closer and closer and getting louder. And then the lights shut off, and everybody hit the deck. I remember being extremely terrified at 19, and then hearing a guy next to me starting to pray. And that's when I knew, like, I was in a combat zone. I was in Iraq, and I remember those memories, those smells, those thoughts keep, I can always remember that. And that still, like, not say haunts me, but still is scary to think about.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by HCI Hospice Care Services, VHR Used Cars, Homestead Assisted Living of Knoxville, Hubes Garage, 3M, Smith's Body Shop, Craig Douglas and Doxy Express, Extras Consignment, and Raceway Tire and Exhaust. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Garden & Associates Engineers and Surveyors, The Coffee Connection, Recon Techs of Central Iowa, Josh McKenna, Tent Maker Real Estate, Two Rivers Cooperative, the Pella Hy-Vee, Dairy Queen, Marion County Rural Water, and Mobility.
I continued my conversation with Nathan Sage about his service in the Army and the Marines.
And then you get up when it's over, and what's the feeling then?
Instant rage. I think I've never felt that angry that somebody tried to kill me before. Like, I never, coming from Mason City, playing football, baseball, whatever, I never had anybody try to kill me. And so the first time I had somebody legitimately trying to hurt me, kill me, I just remember me and all of us, all the guys that we were with, there was just this instant rage, and all we wanted to do was go out there and find these people. And that's all it was. And then they're telling us we got to run back to our tents for accountability. And I remember that it's kind of funny that the first thing I thought in that thought process, I was even being angry, was, wait, we're going to go to all get together in 65-man tents, and we're going to get together there after they just tried to mortar us? That doesn't make a lot of sense, and that was just my first instance with the military not making sense, but making sense at the time. But anyways, yeah, that was instant rage, kind of hatred, and you kind of, it takes a while to get over that feeling.
Are you over it now?
Yeah, I think, being that I went two more times, and you get used to. It sounds bad to say that we get mortared attacked. We'd get attacked 5 times a day, 6 times a day, 30 mortars, and you got used to it. I one time we were doing a react drill. We were doing our control, the entry points to the base. We were doing the ECPs, we were doing quick react drills for that.
ECPs.
Entry control point of the base. We were doing react drills, and I was just one of the bodies that was part of the group. And they told me, go to this tent to go get a driver who was asleep because he worked nights. And I ran past, it was the tent rows were Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo. And then they were 1 through, I believe, 8. And the first row was Alpha, and Bravo back and back. And I ran in front of Alpha, and I started walking. And I lived in, my tent was Alpha 6. And I was going to Alpha 8 to get the driver, so 2 tents down. And as soon as I got in the doorway for tent Alpha 8, a rocket landed right in front of Alpha 4. My instant thought was, if I would have walked 10 seconds slower, I would not be here. But the floor lifted up, everybody fell out of bed, and we had to cut our way out the back of the tent because the sandbags fell in front of the front of the tent, the door I just came in. And then we ran out to the side, and it was like so surreal because it was just, everybody was treating there was a tent Alpha 4 got hit, and only 2 people were injured, and it was a kind of, it's funny looking back on it now, terrifying at the time, but he got shrapnel in his butt. One of the guys, and they took him away. And then next thing you know, we're pulling this rocket out and we're taking pictures with it. Like, that this happened and that was cool. And it's weird to think back to that. Like, this was, but we were so used to being attacked, it like that fear went away a lot quicker. And that was my moment that I just remember, I always remember distinctly going, like, it was just a surreal, this is not really a real place going on right now. You didn't feel like it was a part of your life. You just felt like it was just the moment, if that makes any sense.
More In Depth after this.
This special edition In-Depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you by Culver's of Pella, the leading edge builders of Oskaloosa, Iowa Realty in Knoxville, Kraus Cafe, Whiskas Group Estate and Retirement Planning, and Sundance Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIA. NIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Hearthstone, a Ministry of Wesley Life, DFS Feed of Oskaloosa, Klein's Quick Time, Raleigh's Grill and Lucas, and Pella Realty Group.
I continued my conversation with Nathan Sage about his service in the Army and the Marines.
You said two tours with the Marines, one in the Army.
Yep.
Why go into the Army?
Well, I got out in 2007, I'd never been a civilian besides in high school, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And at the time, I was actually having a baby with my ex-wife, and I was working as a mechanic up in Mason City, and you miss the camaraderie, you miss the lifestyle, you miss what you did. I've been underneath a helicopter at 500 feet dragged in the air. You know, I've done fun, crazy things, and you miss those things. And when I was working as a mechanic, and I didn't want to do it anymore, and I wanted to get back in, to where I was. And I called up the Marine Corps recruiter, and he said, "Hey, we're not taking any prior enlisted at the moment." And I was just like, well, I want to still get in. So I called up the Army, and they were all over. Yeah. And I did that in October. And in November, I was in the Army trying to learn their lifestyle, their aneurysms, how they operate. And I got to my first duty station in the Army was Fort Riley, Kansas. And I got there in 2009. And right when I got there, like, hey, if you don't know, we're going to Iraq in 2010. And so I went to, in 2010, I went to Iraq, spent a year at Camp Taji in Iraq, fixing trucks as a mechanic in the Army. Night and day difference from 2004 to 2010, as in we got attacked twice the whole time I was there, one mortar each time, or two mortars maybe. We did have a kid get hit on Thanksgiving Day. It hit his room he was living in, hit the corner of it, and he got hit in the ankle, and he ended up going home for that. But it was night and day, and it was more about working on trucks, and then it was just more about, I don't know, it was not saying we got bored, but finding things to do, and it was just nothing like the first time I went. And that's when Iraq had calmed down and everything was getting ready to wrap up. And that's when they said we had no more combat troops in Iraq, but we were still there as troops. We were just there as support.
Sounds like more than support to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, we were doing, not really, we were support. We, my unit at the time was supporting some of the grunts and the infantry guys fixing their trucks, but a lot of it we didn't do anymore. We were just, I say lack of money, but we just weren't really doing, it sounds bad to say that, but we weren't really doing much. We were just hanging out, you know, spending a year there. And like I said, nothing compared to 2004. 2006, we even got, as in the Marine Corps, we got mortared a lot and did things, but it was not, 2010 compared to those two times was just boring, laid back. You know, and the hardest part for me was my daughter was 2 years old at the time. So going a year without seeing her, I got to go back on R&R for her birthday, and then got back in 2011.
And now you work for KNIA KRLS.
Yes, I went to college at, like I said, I was stationed at Fort Riley, and then I went and it's weird. I was thinking about staying. I was going to stay in the Army forever. And then it was just like, you keep having that thought of what is this, what you want to do with your life? And the Army constantly, you're with friends that are doing the same thing, having the same feelings. And then I had my mom and my ex-wife and people telling me that, you know, you should do sports. You should, because I love my passion for sports. I've always been there, and you should do, you know how to talk about things, and you know how to talk good about things. You should be on the radio. And then I was just like, well, how do I do that? And I went to a station in Manhattan for a job fair, and they got me on as a board op and started board opping, and I liked it. And I liked doing little things, and I wanted to keep doing more. I wanted to get opportunities, and so I got out of the Army, used my GI Bill, and went to Kansas State University, and got a bachelor's degree in journalism, mass communications, and I got a minor in leadership, which was, you know, looking back, it was kind of easy being from the military. And then I was working there trying to find a job, and wanted to get back to Iowa, as weird as that sounds, to do the circle of going and seeing the world and then wanting to come back to Iowa, and had the opportunity with KNI East, got the overnight, then I went to, next thing you know, I was news director, now I'm in sales. It was a, I'll tell you this about coming to KNI, my wife is from Kansas, and she cried when she found out she was coming here, and now she loves it. She absolutely loves Knoxville, loves the area, loves everything about Iowa, and we couldn't, honestly couldn't be happier.
Thanks to Nathan Sage for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.